This podcast is brought to you by Chagisk. For more information, log on to www.chagisk.ie.
Hello and welcome to the Chagisk Beef Newsletter for August 2014. Now I have with me here today, Piers Kelly, Head of Drystock Advisory in Chagisk, to run through some of the key concepts of this month's newsletter. You're very welcome, Piers.
Thanks, Owen.
Now, I suppose grassland management is extremely important at this time of the year, with grass surpluses around the country. So you might just run through some of the rotational and fertiliser tips in the newsletter.
Yeah, what we have there really this month for August, if you were to look at the grass growing year, August is an important month, Owen. Really, it's in August that you start to say, how am I going to finish out the last couple of rotations of the year into September and then into October and maybe on drier farms even into November. So you probably have two, at the outside maybe three rotations left before all the farm is closed up for the winter. So what you're really trying to do in the autumn is try and keep stock out as long as possible. And to do that, you need to start to lengthen the length of the rotation that cattle are grazing. So in other words, when they leave a field, how many days before they actually come back to that field again? During the year, we'd say, you know, somewhere around 20, 21 days, say in the month of July or that, is the ideal that you're coming back every 3 weeks. But what you want to do by the middle of September comes, you want that to be much longer, because what's starting to happen in September, you're not growing as much grass, so your demand is eating up all your grass. So what you want to do is lengthen out the grazing rotation in August, so that when you come into September, you have a lot more days of grass ahead of you. And you do that then by going into heavier covers. So what we'd be saying all along during the year is you'd like to be going into somewhere around 9 or 10 centimetres of grass. By doing that, you'll continue with a three-week rotation. But if you want to move that out to, say, a 4 or a 5 week rotation, you need to start going into heavier covers, so going into 12, 13 centimetres of grass. So you want to increase the rotation. And you'll be doing that naturally on a lot of farms from the point of view that if there's second-cut silage or that coming back in, you'll have a lot more grass on the farm anyway. Having said that, in August, if you're going into very heavy covers, you're better avoiding them still and still taking them out as surpluses. But really, from the end of August, you shouldn't be taking any more surplus paddocks out, because you don't really give yourself an awful lot of time to grow a lot of grass on those in September, as days start getting shorter and colder as well. You know, the grass starts to slow down. So you want to build up a bank of grass in August and into September, so that bank of grass gets you through the rest of the autumn and keeps you out as long as possible.
Okay. So I suppose breeding and selecting out cows are also kind of challenging at this time of the year and coming into this month. So I suppose you might just explain some of the management tools or tips that are included in the newsletter as well.
Breeding is an important thing to get right on a suckler farm. We'd say grassland and breeding are the two big things that if they're done right on a suckler or on a beef farm with the grass one, that they have the biggest impact on profitability. So on the breeding management, we're seeing on a lot of suckler farms out there, you know, there's not a very defined calving or breeding season, where we see cows calving for 7, 8, 9, 10 months of the year, and that has huge implications there in the management of stock. So what we're saying is you want to have a much tighter breeding season, so you have a tighter calving season, so that you have then a more uniform bunch of calves. Your management of those calves is done at the same time. Grazing of them is a lot easier in that you have less groups of stock around the place and that. So the only way really that can happen is you need to stop your breeding season. So I suppose the first question we're asking in the newsletter is, have you stopped, if you're a spring calving herd, have you actually stopped your breeding season at this stage? Because cows that go and calf in August, it can be late May, if not early June, before they have a calf. And those calves are kind of your least profitable suckler calves on the farm. They're not spring calves, they're not autumn calves, they're the least profitable. And then the other thing is, the second question we're asking in this month's newsletter is, did you scan your aim to see your cows, suckler cows at this stage? You're breeding. If your breeding season is over 30 days, have you done a scanning? Have you scanned them to see which are the empty cows? And That's important, because those cows should be got rid of. That's the bottom line. They shouldn't be held over until next year. They should be weaned probably fairly shortly if they haven't gone in calf, if they still have a calf on them. And they should be fattened off grass and got off the farm before they have to be housed for a winter on expensive silage and meal. So if a scanning will identify those cows that are on in calf and will allow you to start fattening them much sooner off grass than you would if you found out later in the year that they're not in calf. So scanning is hugely important. So those are two very simple basic management practices that we're asking sucker farmers to do to improve their breeding management. Pull out the bull if he's not already pulled out, and scan your cows when the bull is out at least 30 days to see what is in calf and what's not in calf.
Yeah. So staying with the suckler cows, I suppose, and the costs and the profitability, you might just run us through. There was a recent open day there near Grange.
Yeah, there was an open day down on the Irish Grassland Association Beef Summer Tour. He was in Waterford. Pat Donlan from ICBA, from the Irish Cattle Breeding Federation, had some interesting figures there that they had done an analysis of for the open day there. And it was around the whole idea of, you know, what are profitable sucker cows, what breeds of cows are profitable, what breeds of cows are less profitable. And the bottom line, I suppose, is that they did an analysis of all the better farm cows that have calved in the last 5 years. And interestingly, they grouped them into breed types, so maybe Limousin Cross Friesian or Limousin Cross Simmental or whatever, and they grouped them into different groups of cows and as best they could, and then they saw, was there a difference in the fertility and the performance of different groups of breeds of cows? And they had a couple of thousand cows in that analysis, and found there was no difference between one group of breed of cows and another group of breed of cows. Then they took the national herd for the last 5 years of suckler cows, and they have a lot of information. They took the national herd and they divided them up into five groups based on their replacement index, this new suckler replacement index that's available on cows. And they grouped them into five-star cows, four-star, three-star, two-star, and one-star cows. And when they compared the five-star cows with the one-star cows, they found that the five-star cows were lasting longer on farms. So they were surviving longer. They were still on farms for a lot longer than the one-star cows. There wasn't the same survival rate of one-star cows. For whatever reason, they were being culled or that off the farm or dying. The calves out of the five-star cows, on average, had higher carcass weights than those of one-star cows, and they had higher carcass weights at a younger age. Mm-hmm. Performance overall of the calves coming from the five-star cows was 16% ahead of those of average cows, so somewhere around three-star cows. So what that's telling us is that the replacement index, that if farmers want to improve or have profitable suckler cows, they need to start choosing the replacement heifers based on the replacement index value. Mm-hmm. The same way as we ask dairy farmers that they should choose their dairy heifers based on their EBI value rather than the look of the cow or the heifer. So we're saying if you're out buying heifers or cows, if you can get the figures mm-hmm. on them, you should be looking for the replacement index value figures on them. And any heifer at this stage that ICBF knows the sire for, they will give you a replacement value, or they'll say whether she's a five-star, a four-star, all the way down to a one-star cow. And I suppose farmers themselves, if they're signed up to Herd Plus, they can go online and they go into the ICBF website and they can check out the Eurostar value, the replacement index value of their own heifers, if they have a sire recorded on those heifers. And they can do a couple of things with that. One is, they might find that they have three or four five-star replacement index heifers. They should consider holding on to them rather than selling them as a weaning or fattening them or selling them next year as a store. They should just consider holding on to them and breeding from them. And they should also look at their cow herd to see if they have any five-star cows within their herd at the moment. And maybe they should consider breeding heifers from those cows, putting them in calf to a maternal, another high replacement index bull to produce replacement heifers for their herd in the future. Because it's only by identifying those cows and heifers within your herd that are five-star that you can start making those breeding decisions.
Mm-hmm. It just goes to show, I suppose. And I suppose to finish up, Pierce, you might tell us about some of the events coming up for beef farmers there.
Yeah, there's a couple of things. There's an organic beef walk, and it's a BTAP qualifying approved event, and it's in on the farm on Kay O'Sullivan in Mallow in County Cork. As I said, it's an organic beef farm walk, and that's on Tuesday the 26th of August. That's starting at 2 o'clock. We also have a number of regional open days taking place on Chagask Irish Farmers Journal Better Beef Farms this autumn. We had two very successful national days in July, but we have four regional days in September, the first of which is on James Madigan's farm in South Kilkenny on Thursday the 4th of September. That's also going to be a BTAP approved event. And just to give people the heads up, I suppose, the Chagas National Beef Conference, which takes place every October, is taking place this year on the 9th of October, Thursday the 9th, and it'll be in the Hudson Bay Hotel, and there'll be more details to follow in future newsletters and today's farm.
Okay, well, that's great. That's all from us today. Tune in again next month for the same Chagas Beef Newsletter.